Danny, head of netball at Berkhamsted School. First of all, why don't we look back at Bella being part of Netball Europe last weekend? Is she just one example of the talent that you've got there?
Yeah, absolutely. Bella is a fantastic talent at Berkhamsted. I think it was maybe year five, and I was absolutely amazed even then, and she's just come a long, long way. For me, it's Bella's vision, her ability to see the next pass before she's even caught the ball, is what puts her way ahead of others her age. She's super versatile and just a genuine superstar. I don't even think aware of how good she is at times, which again I think is why she's just going to go from strength to strength. And we have lots of girls with huge potential at Berkhamsted, and it's really exciting to see again how they progress over the next couple of years.
The display at the regional finals saw the under-14s, under-16, under-19s get through to the national finals?
Yeah, this is really exciting. It's actually the first time in the school's history where all three age groups have represented Berkhamsted at this national tournament. I know as a teacher how hard it is to even get one team there. You're competing against over 500 schools across the country with netballers who play for club, play for Super League. So for Berkhamsted to have three teams there is incredible, because I'm not sure whether you'll be aware, but most of our girls who play in the netball team take part in both of the major sports at Berkhamsted, so that's netball and lacrosse.
Yeah.
And all of their time is predominantly with school lacrosse and netball, and it's quite rare actually to have many of our girls playing at club. So to get three teams to these nationals without actually having club players just shows what they achieve within the school pathway. They train obviously on the court, in the classroom, and over the past couple of years we've really expanded our strength and conditioning. We've had a new strength and conditioning coach called Mike Dell, who's been working with all our girls, with our scholars, with our teams in both netball and lacrosse, and with the fitness side of things. And I think this is really showing on the court as well. The physicality of netball is just going from strength to strength. These girls are having to compete physically, mentally and psychologically on the court, and I think that's something that we try and improve with our girls at Berkhamsted, to make sure they're a rounded player in both of these major sports. So yeah, fingers crossed for the finals next weekend that we could potentially get some silverware.
How important is it then, that sport and school balance, to you even at this early age?
Yeah, oh, so important. Obviously, we're a private school, so the girls really, really know how important that academic side of being at school is, but understand the importance of the enjoyment of school sport. And I think it's really highlighted in the press at the minute about the well-being of these pupils and how sport has such a positive effect on the well-being of the girls coming into their exams, dealing with the amount of workload that they have, just this stress relief of going out, having enjoyment, having, you know, meeting new friends. I think that's the benefit of sport and why sport is fantastic to be involved in at any age.
Didn't the under-14s win last year?
Yeah, it's actually the second time that we've won it at the under-14 level. We won it last year, and then must have been 5 years before that as well, which currently are the girls who won it at under-14 level are now in the under-19 team. So it'd be lovely to try and win at under-16 and under-19 level if possible.
Do you reckon the national side's in a good status in a few years' time?
Oh, yeah. The England team, they're absolutely fantastic to watch at the minute. And we have a lot of the girls coming in talking about the games and the buzz and the excitement, particularly beating Australia. And I just think that the funding is the key to all this. The funding that we've had put into the national side is just becoming full-time, is having a huge impact on the England team. And yeah, they look unbelievable. They look so fit, they look strong, and it's really exciting to see some of the youngsters take to the court as well. So I think Tracy's doing a fantastic job out there.
So have you got a couple of George, Fran, Ems there?
Yeah, hopefully. I think Bella's our absolute superstar, who's obviously putting the England dress on at the minute, and it's great to see her on the live feed last weekend. I know a lot of the girls were supporting us as well, and I thought she had three fantastic quarters. Yeah, we've got lots of girls representing at Super League level. We've got some for Pulse, we've got some at Mavs, And yeah, I think that's just what we're trying to do, is trying to get the girls representing at this level whilst maintaining their academic and enjoying the lacrosse as well, because our under-19s just won the lacrosse nationals at the weekend, which was fantastic.
Pupils will be listening to this, so I suppose I better call them by the school names. What's it like having Miss Wells and Miss Bailey on board and having their massive experience?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's been absolutely brilliant. Over about the last 4 years, we've had some external coaches coming in part-time, this has started off being, which has helped support the growing netball programme that we've had. And it's great to have this experience of the coaching at such a high level. We've had, I'm not sure who you know we've had, but we had Ash Neal, Keisha Grant, Tara Hale, who covered my maternity last time I was on maternity, Karen Bailey and Khalifa last year. And this year's been great. Whilst I've been on maternity, we've actually been able to have Miss Bailey and Miss Wells on a full-time basis,
yeah,
which just is fantastic, because it enables both of them to work with their athletes during early mornings, lessons and after school practices, rather than when we were having the coaches in for the past 4 years. They've only been able to come in and do a couple of hours a day, which for the consistency, they don't get to see their teams, they don't always get to watch their teams in matches. So it's fantastic. This year's definitely made such a difference, and I think particularly Karen, Miss Bailey, has really enjoyed being part of it a little bit more and being there on that full-time basis this year. So yeah, no, we're extremely lucky, and hopefully we can keep this moving forward, having full-time netball specialists come in to assist with us.
As head of netball, it's obviously nice for you as well, but are you quite level-headed in this, or are you in that mindset that, wow, we've got a fair chance to win these?
Yeah, do you know, I'm always level-headed in any of these competitions at school level, because it is only at school level, as much as it's really exciting. We don't want to put too much pressure on the girls. It's all about the enjoyment. But obviously, at the other end, I always make sure the girls believe they can win. But you're competing against some of the top schools in the country who have full-time paid athletes who come in, amazing facilities, who just take part in one sport and play at Super League level. So we're so lucky to be competing up in, you know, I would say we're in one of the top five netball schools in the country. And I'm excited to see where we can continue to grow as a school.